Good morning. MEP and former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has threatened to withdraw his party's support for the ruling coalition in Parliament. He said his separatists, Junts per Catalunya's seven MPs, will no longer back Pedro Sanchez's government should the PSOE support a non-separatist majority in Catalunya's regional parliament. Snap elections have been called for May the 12th. Puigdemont has ruled out the possibility of a coalition led by Salvador Illa, Sanchez's former health minister, and the current president of the Catalunya Socialist Party. For Illa to have the presidency, he needs a large absolute majority, Puigdemont added. It would be difficult to achieve that without the help of the PP, he said. The latest polls predict a victory for the socialists in the Catalan parliament, but not enough seats to secure an absolute majority. The PP, which is expected to better its results from the last election in 2021, could facilitate an Illa-led government. If the socialists gain power with the help of the PP, Puigdemont warned that he would preclude his party from continuing to support a person who did not win the general elections and is only prime minister because of our votes. The forest fire that started in abnormally high temperatures on Sunday has burned through more than 1,235 acres of land on the northern Casablanca and forced 180 people to flee their homes, so officials said yesterday. The fire began on Sunday near Taberna as temperatures reached 30 degrees Celsius. Heat, wind and low humidity fueled the blaze, which media reports said may have started with an agricultural fire. According to AMET, temperatures rose above 30 degrees Celsius in more than 65 areas across the country on Saturday, including places as far north as the Pyrenees, Galicia and Castilla y León. The whole Marina Alta area is under red alert for wildfires, and the Valencia government has withdrawn all agricultural burning licenses until October and said no outdoor barbecues of any kind. And Rafa Nadal is ready enough to play today in what he expects to be his last Barcelona Open. Nadal yesterday confirmed his participation in his first clay court tournament of the year. Nadal, a 12-time champion in Barcelona, had hip surgery last summer and this year has played only three competitive matches, all in Brisbane, before skipping the Australian Open. The 37-year-old pulled out of last week's Monte Carlo Masters before it started because of a lingering injury, saying, "My body simply won't allow me." In early March, the 22-time Grand Slam champion played an exhibition match against Carlos Alcaraz in Las Vegas, but days later pulled out of the Indian Wells tournament. Nadal is a 14-time winner at the French Open, which doesn't begin until May the 25th. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.